We're joined on the phone now by meteorologist Mike Stewart with the Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks for being here.
No problem at all.
Well, it's a lovely day up here, a little hazy and windy. What does it look like down there?
Well, about the same thing. It's going to be it's cooler than it was yesterday, and it's going to be a little more windier today. It looks like winds are going to be 15 to 30 miles an hour across the Arrowhead and along the North Shore, so kind of cooler, but a little bit windier.
You had mentioned before we came on the air that you were looking at some wind statistics. Tell us about that.
Well, we're looking at some winds from last night from the thunderstorms that moved through. The highest we got was 63 miles an hour at Cabotogama Lake.
Wow.
And then the other two observations we got in Lake and Cook County, we had 31 miles an hour near Knife River and 30 miles an hour near Gull Lake. So that's some of the reports of the winds that we did receive across the area from the thunderstorms last night.
Was there much damage involved?
Not up in the Arrowhead, maybe a tree or two down. We had more damage probably further west of Duluth, but up across your area, no, it did not look like it was too bad.
Well, it's been pretty warm up here. I was up the Gunflint Trail yesterday, and it was in the high 80s. What are you expecting for the next week or so?
Actually, with the cold front that came through that developed the thunderstorms, it's going to cool things off. We're going to get back down to probably near normal, slightly below normal. We're looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 60s earlier this week, and we'll be back in the low 70s later this week. And then at night, looks like lows in the 40s to low 50s. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms most days, but they're going to be widely scattered, so in most cases, you probably won't be hit by anybody there won't be hit by a thunderstorm.
Okay. And how does the long-term forecast look for moisture, as far as you can tell?
Well, right now, for the next 14 days, we are looking at above normal precipitation and temperatures, basically through the good part of June here. So that's what it's looked like, at least for June. And for the summer, we're looking at overall an average of near normal temperatures and near normal precipitation. So that's not too bad. It looks like we'll have a wetter June, maybe a little bit of a drier July as things average out. But that's right now, that's what it looks like.
Well, near normal sounds refreshing.
Yes, it would be, yes.
That's great. Well, thank you, Mike. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, nothing else. It just looks like it's going to be a nice summer.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That was meteorologist Mike Stewart from the National Weather Service in Duluth.